Jenna, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Pleasure, Tess.
So could you tell us a little bit about your research, how you went about it and what you found?
We went for a snapshot. So we looked at the top, I think we had 15 websites every Thursday between 11 and 1. We looked at the stories which were most prominent on those websites, and we looked at the sources within those stories. So we ended up having a data set of around 300 items. This is the news part of it. And we looked at who was speaking, what they were speaking about, and who wrote those stories. And what we found was that, first of all, men had slightly better placement on that front page, your male journals. And we also discovered that women were getting corralled into story areas which were, you know, a bit 1950s. So women wrote a lot about royals, women wrote a lot about celebrities, women wrote a lot about arts, whereas the men were writing about politics. And that was particularly true when we looked at our second data set, which was opinion pieces. Who wrote them? Mostly men. When it comes to politics, I think the skew was something like 70% male voices and 30% female voices. And one of the things that really made me think about was my own practice, because I write a column regularly for the Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times. And I realised that I was often choosing to write about issues which mattered to me a great deal, such as family violence, the feminisation of poverty. And that was because I thought if I didn't write about those, the men would never write about them.
Do you think that these biases, I guess you would call them, are conscious, or that they're so, I guess, woven into just how we operate that it just kind of flies under the radar?
Yep. As my favourite sociologist, Pierre Bourdieu, would say, it's structured into the structures. So we are, you know, we are determined by our upbringing. And I guess I would say to myself, maybe my little campaign should be to write to, you know, colleague male columnists and say, when was the last time you wrote about family violence? When was the last time you wrote about the feminisation of poverty? And perhaps those things wouldn't interest them, and you would then say, well, that's part of it, as you said, woven into the fabric of who we are.
And I read as well that according to the data set, the Herald Sun has the lowest percentage of female journalists, 14%, as opposed to BuzzFeed had the highest at 70%. BuzzFeed very much skewed towards a younger audience. Do you think that there's a bit of a generational gap at play here?
Well, I think one of the things is we have to remember it was a snapshot. So I got some very upset correspondence from female journalists at the Herald Sun saying, oh, my God, I'm looking around this newsroom, it's all women, what the hell, what are you talking about? And, of course, this was at a specific time and place. But then you would have to say to yourself, why even at that specific time and place? Conversely, yes, BuzzFeed does have a majority female journalists in our little snapshot. But you also have to see that what it writes about is also much less likely to be the hard politics and the hard economics. So it's a bit of a mixed bag.
And I know you've touched on it a couple of times speaking this morning, but what more do you think that we should be doing to, you know, get over this and make sure that we do see some equal representation?
Well, one of the things I think I can do as a journalism academic is to say to young women, look, I know you're very keen to write about lifestyle, but I need you to really think about why it's important to write about economics and why it's important to write about industrial relations. So that's at a kind of extremely instrumental thing that I can do as a teacher. But then I think teachers who teach in schools, high schools and primary schools, need to be teaching young women and young men that there's a whole range of diverse interests, and to be fully formed human beings and then fully formed practitioners of whatever we do, recognising that it's important to be interested across all those things.
Jenna, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.